Eagle 98.1 is the rock station. Michelle Southern, Southern Rock, and it is that time of the day for Matt's moment on this award-winning radio station. But Matt, I've got to tell you, congratulations for having so many amazing things said about you in our staff meetings.
Hey!
But you didn't answer the question, so do you really hate Gordy Rush?
Oh, I hate Gordy Rush. He's insufferable. Are you kidding me? The guy just walks in on my show all the time uninvited. It's so unprofessional. He goes on social media and take shots at employees. That's the kind of thing that's got the Philadelphia 76ers president in hot water right now. Gordy, he should be lucky there isn't greater scrutiny
on
him.
That's exactly right. Well, thank you very much for that, and I know that we're going to talk some LSU baseball and perhaps a little shutout from
season
last night.
Season came to an end last night. That sucks, especially for me. Whenever the baseball season ends, it means we're done with live sports that we cover anyway until football season starts. So we head into the summer months. But still, Michelle, even though they lost last night and it's really disappointing, for Paul Maneri and his staff, today is a massively important day, the next 3 days actually, because the MLB draft, it's the timing is always weird. They do it during the postseason for college baseball and during the season for Major League Baseball.
Yeah, that is weird.
It's a very weird structure how they do it, but they do it to get guys that are drafted into rookie ball in the minors right now. Anyway, today's the first round, first and second. Tomorrow and then Wednesday, the draft finishes with like rounds 11 through 40. So Paul Maneri and his staff are going to be holding their breaths on a lot of guys, current players and high school signees. There's two high school signees that'll never show up on campus. They'll be top 100 picks. They'll make $1 million and they'll go. Keep an eye. We expect Zach Watson and Zach Hess, both draft eligible sophomores, to be picked possibly tonight in the first or second round. They'll sign. Jake Slaughter and Nick Bush, a couple of other sophomores who are probably going to get drafted and have a decision to make. Antoine Duplantis is a junior who may well come back. Essentially, Michelle, for the first time in, I can't even remember the last time there were this many guys on the fence. You probably have 7 or 8 fence sitters right now for LSU, where if you're Paul Maneri and you get these guys to campus next year, then all of a sudden you're a top 10 team, a national title contender again. If you don't, then you're going to have some gaps to fill, and you're going to have to hope that guys who haven't done it before step up. So either way, you know next year you're getting Eric Walker off of injury. You'll get Josh Smith off of injury, guys that missed this season. So they're better there immediately. But, man, Paul Maneri and his staff are going to be sweating out the next few days, so I'll be sure to keep you updated.
And, as always, we appreciate Matt giving us a moment of his time every day here at 420 on Eagle 98.1 and Southern Rock. Matt's moment, and also it's going to be up on my blog today at eagle981.com, and under lineup, click on Michelle Southern. And I really don't think that Matt hates Gordy, but you never know. I love my job.